Well, Paul, final session before a massive game this weekend against the Western Sydney Wanderers. You took a point from Spotless or Wonderland just a few weeks ago, and you face them again tomorrow. And the build-up's been absolutely terrific here in Gosford. Must be looking forward to it.
Yeah, we are. We're expecting a big crowd, which is great. We're coming off the back of a convincing victory at home last week against Perth, and hopefully that continues on Saturday. But before we start thinking about that, where there's a lot we need to do and make sure that we're we have the same concentration, the same energy, try and play our football and hopefully give ourselves a real opportunity at getting the 3 points.
Liam Rose comes back from suspension. Where is Mikhail Tabarez at?
Yeah, Mickey's had a bit of ongoing ankle issues. He started the game against Adelaide on the bench due to that, and at the moment we're still unsure whether or not he's going to be available. But yeah, you mentioned Liam Rose coming back in. We're delighted to have Rosie back from suspension, and if he starts the game, we're quite confident that that he'll play his part.
They're a team that look like they're dominating much of the football game, but not coming away with 3 points. Do you see it the same way?
Yeah, probably not so much against us. I thought we were very worthy of the 3 points. But they are playing well. They're a good side, regardless if wherever they sit on the ladder. They've got some very good players. Their front line is exciting. And for us, it's a big test. It's a big opportunity for us to see where we're at. It's going to be a great game, a big crowd, everything to play for, and hopefully we live up to the expectations that we're sort of slowly starting to rebuild. I think now, we put that little bit of pressure on ourselves to perform at a certain level, and hopefully that'll be the same tomorrow evening.
I know you've seen them once, but it looks like Martinez is starting to really hit his straps now. Looks like a fantastic player on both sides of the body. Is he the danger man tomorrow night?
Yeah, he's definitely a danger, and we knew that when we played them a couple of weeks ago. And their two wingers, Martinez and Jumpy, they play inside. They're very good at finding those pockets of space and then combining with Mitch Nichols and either Santelab or Bullitt. So it's definitely a player that we've looked at and analysed, and we'll make sure that we try and limit his space. But really, it's about us and what we want to do and how we want to play football tomorrow night.
Do you expect Bullitt to start at nine or Santelab, who came back from injury last week? But Popper, he seems to have favoured Bullitt throughout the year.
I think actually Santelab will start because he started against us in the last game and actually scored. Either way, we'll be prepared for both. Both are very good number nines. So for us, it doesn't really change. Both players come into their team and play more or less the same way. They're goal scorers. So we'll be concentrated, switched on, and ready for either scenario.
I heard Paul Izzo last night. There was an NBN story on him, and there's been press this week in the Central Coast Express Advocate just talking about the relief it was to have a clean sheet against Perth Glory. And on so many levels, there's so many positives with the football club at the moment.
Yeah, there is. And, that's been coming for a little while now. So to me, that's no real surprise. We've leaked a few goals this season from real basic mistakes. We managed to not do that last Thursday, and we gave ourselves a real chance of winning the football game because we know we can score goals. We know we can create opportunities. It's just whether or not we're going to be resilient enough, certainly earlier on in the game, to stop teams from scoring. And if we can do that, then we're a real threat against any side. And if we can't, then we're always going to have to roll the dice and cross our fingers whether or not we're going to score more goals than the opposition. But I can understand the relief for many. It's a long time to go without not conceding a goal, and and you know, the determination is there to continue that.
You seem to get in with ease behind Perth Glory. It's been a work in progress, but now you're going forward with real purpose.
Yeah, we are, and we have four wingers at the club who have got speed. We're playing a little bit more offensive at the moment, which does help, and our combinations are becoming better, and we're working on that during training. And we don't want to be a team that is just waiting for that opportunity. We want to actually force our hand. We want to score goals that that we actually create. And if we can continue to do that, going forward with the players that we have in the top half of the field, we're going to be a danger to any side.
Tomorrow night will be fairly moving here with so many fans from both the Wanderers and Central Coast Mariners. There'll be a tribute, just an absolute tragedy for world football, the Brazilian team that most of them died in a plane crash.
Yeah, look, it's still can't comprehend what's happened. It's crazy. But it's, it's great to see the football world, the football family come together. And I no doubt all over the world this weekend in football, people will pay their respects and tributes. And we're proud to be able to play our part in it with a minute's silence, black armbands, and in the 71st minute, a minute applause for the people who died in that plane crash.
Gee, you're back four last week. Give us your analysis of their performance. Like, so you've got Galloway, who you brought to the football club. Harry Ascroft comes back alongside McGing. Two, terrific young kids. And then right side, you've got Storm Roo, who's captain the club. It's all starting to fall into place.
I think the other night we had seven players start the game under the age of 23. So, that gives an indication of, the club's policy on youth. Obviously we want the best young players here, and it's moving forward, I think it gives everyone a big boost in confidence to know that we have such a number of good young players, and the future for this club, if these players can continue to develop and grow and they stay at the football club, what it means in a couple of years time. But we have a good balance, I think, of experience and youth, that was the plan from day one, and hopefully that continues.
Just lastly, Tony Popovich, a good friend of yours, in the lead up to one of these games, do you talk to each other? Do you keep your distance? How does that usually play out?
Yeah, no, I actually saw him last weekend, we've had a few little chats via SMS, and yeah, we actually grew up together and played in junior national teams and then the Socceroos. So, Popper's. He's not only a colleague, but he's a good mate. He's a very fierce competitor, and no doubt he'll want to win the game. And it'll be a handshake, and then each to their own, and we'll do battle to see if we can win the game.
Have you sensed what the RBB coming here means? Like, no doubt about it, there's a real buzz in town at the moment in the lead up to this. A lot of it's because of what you've done to make the football team competitive this season, but they bring something special to Gosford every time they arrive.
Yeah, they do, and it's great. We don't want them to sing too loud, and we don't want them to be in too big a numbers, but look, the support that we had here last Thursday, and it was a 5,000 crowd, was incredible. It sounded like there was many more in the stands, and we know that we're going to get a bigger number to support us on Saturday. And if you're a neutral, you want to, even as coach of the Mariners, we want to see this stadium packed. And if it's, part of it is the away support, and there's that real football atmosphere, it lifts us. So we're delighted to know that tomorrow night, potentially we could see a real big crowd here.